This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. congressman who often challenged President Trump, especially over disparaging remarks Mr. Trump recently made about the congressman district, has died. Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings headed the House Oversight Committee and was deeply involved in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Over the summer, Mr. Trump referred to Cummings' majority black district in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, as a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. Cummings, who had been hospitalized, died early Thursday morning at the age of 68 from complications of a long illness. Cummings had not participated in a congressional roll call vote since September 11th. The House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry hear from one former State Department aide and get ready to question an ambassador. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Sources say career Foreign Service officer and de facto chief of staff for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, told committee members in private he resigned last week because he could no longer look the other way. A former colleague tells the AP he was especially disturbed that foreign governments were being approached to procure negative information on political opponents. The committees expect to hear next from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. His testimony is highly anticipated after a former White House aide put him in the center of the effort, outside diplomatic channels, to pressure Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States is requiring all Chinese diplomats in the country and Chinese officials traveling to the U.S. on official business to give the State Department advance notice of meetings with local, state, and federal officials, as well as educational and research institutions. Chinese diplomats are not required to obtain permission for the meetings. They need only to notify the State Department in advance. In China, U.S. diplomats are required to obtain permission for such meetings. This is VOA News. A British couple grieving over their son's death in a car accident say they feel they were ambushed when U.S. President Trump tried to get them to meet with the American woman who caused the fatal crash. Their son, 19-year-old Harry Dunn, was killed in southern England in August when his motorcycle collided with a car driven by Anne Sakoulis, the wife of a U.S. diplomat. She admitted driving on the wrong side of the road. Sakoulis left Britain for the U.S. shortly after that incident, when the U.S. Embassy in London refused to lift her diplomatic immunity so she could face charges. Dunn's parents came to the U.S. to appeal to the Trump administration to lift that immunity. Rad Seeger is a family friend.
President Trump, you know, to give him his due, he was very warm, very kind, and offered his condolences and established a good rapport with our group. But then once we sat down, it was wrong because the mood changed.
But President Trump responded.
She was in the room right out there. We met right here in this area. And I offered to bring the person in question in, and they weren't ready for it.
Dunn's parents again came to the U.S. to appeal to the Trump administration to lift the diplomatic immunity that Sakoulis had. Law enforcement officials on Wednesday announced the takedown of the largest child pornography site on the dark web, unsealing criminal charges against its South Korean operator and hundreds of users around the world. The website Welcome to Video was described as the largest child sexual exploitation market by volume of content, carrying more than 250,000 child pornography videos when it was taken down in March of 2018. U.S. and British and South Korean officials announced the takedown at a news conference in Washington. The bus comes amid a proliferation in child pornography, much of it traded on the dark web. According to Britain's National Crime Agency, the top 10 most harmful child pornography sites on the dark web have about 3 million registered user accounts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his 27 counterparts from across the European Union were converging on Brussels Thursday for a summit they hope will finally lay to rest the acrimony and frustration of a three-year divorce fight. Yet even before dawn, Johnson already had to deal with a serious setback when his Northern Irish government ally said they would not back his compromise proposals. The Prime Minister needs all the support he can get to push any deal past a deeply divided parliament. It only added to the high anxiety that reigned on Thursday morning, with the last outstanding issues of the divorce papers still unclear. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.